What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, doing another Greg Way. And I'll tell you what, do I keep you guessing on him or do I not? You know, one day, Greg Way, super early in the morning. Next day, really late night. Next day, not as early, but still earlier than usual. The camera's shaking because I'm using one of these. I'm in one of the lab rooms. Not the lab room. Not the lab. I'm in the little side room where we also have another lab. Because Mike's getting stuff ready for League Stream. They're doing games daily. It's all happening. But I thought I'd pop in here and say, what's up? You know what I mean? I have an interesting dilemma where I just recorded VO for a TV show, NFL Films Presents, talking about Boston Scott. He plays football for the Eagles. He also plays Rocket League for esports. And, you know, I went in there at 9 o'clock a.m., and I I went in there, and I got my energy up, and I did the thing, and I delivered the show, and here's the VO. Bah. And then I'm not on Games Daily. And then I don't really have a show until the afternoon. So I kind of am like, because I got all this energy now. And I got nowhere to put it. So I figured I'd come in and do the Greg Way. And that was cool, huh? I'll tell you what. You know, I get a lot of weird opportunities. I guess, you know, I am a WWE superstar now. So it's not that weird. And you might say, hey, Greg, you're cutting yourself off with the head. The standing desk is, you know, designed for Andy. This camera is designed for Andy. So if I was down here, you'd be fine, but it's up here. And it was already standing, and I felt like that kept me energy up, keep my energy up. So you just don't get the top of my head today. It's there. It looks great. Don't worry about it. But yeah, what a weird thing. If you remember, I don't remember what show it was, but this happened live on camera where I was on some show. I think it was Gamescast maybe, and got an email from the NFL. It was like, hey, we're doing this thing for NFL Films on Fox Sports. Do you want to be the voiceover guy? And I was like, and that's when I started laughing. I showed, I think, Andy the email, and then maybe Tim or something on the thing, but it was something that was happening on one of our shows or streams or whatever. And so now I can talk about it. It'll be next week on Fox Sports. I'll tweet about it when it's up, but it's NFL Films Presents. And so when you see him talking about they're gonna be a Boston Scott thing, that's gonna be me talking about him playing Rocket League and him playing football and doing all that. And that's just fucking weird, right? And I what I loved about it was I went in there, and, you know, I start this guy who is running it, the producer, a kind of funny fan. He said he's just watching our God of War review, and he talked about a few other things. So I'm like, okay, you're not just saying it. You have watched Kind of Funny before. I think he learned real quick that I'm not a professional voiceover artist. I feel like – I don't know. But I feel like when Troy goes into the booth, when Laura goes into the booth, and they have the script, I don't feel like people have to – say the line the way they want them to. They want, like, the director has to say the line eventually. That way, Troy will say the line how they want it. But for me, that's key. We're in the on the page, people italicize stuff, and I'm like, I try to hit it, and then they're like, wow, we mean it like this. And then they say it, I'm like, oh, that makes more sense than what I was doing. But you know what? I keep getting brought back for shit. I'm in video games, I'm in this thing, NFL now. I host the WWE show. That was also part of the problem, in quotes, is that they had said, like, when they sent the script, they're like, oh, we watched This Is Awesome. It's great. You should do it that way. I'm like, fucking crush it. No problem. And then I came out and they were like, oh, well, you're really punching the end of every sentence. You know what I mean? I'm like, but then things changed for the beast incarnate. You know what I mean? And they're like, that's not what, obviously wasn't what we're talking about there, but that's like what the line would be here. And so they were like, you have to dial that back. And that was a wrench in the works. That was a wrench in the works. But what was awesome is that we went through it, right? And I struggled, I think, in the midsection. And then by the end, we really had a good cadence. So we went back to the top and did reads of everything. And they were real happy with that. So a good day. Not that much. It was faster than I thought it would be. That was great. That was 30 minutes when I had it booked for an hour. I'm always a fan of getting done quicker than that. So that's great. And yeah, ready to begin a Friday here. Kind of funny. You know, what was mind-boggling to me was yesterday on stream and then also on XCast, because I was like, I heard this before I was in work. I was listening to XCast on the way to work yesterday, and Mike mentioned, you know, or Gary actually mentioned it was cool to be back in the studio because he was sick the week before. And then Mike's like, yeah, you know, it's only week three in the studio. And I was like, it's only week three? And then you, like, you do the math, you're like, that's accurate, but holy shit, it feels like we've been here a lot longer because it's been so easy to just jump back into being around people and making cool shit. And, like, goddamn, have we been making cool shit. Shout-outs to the following people. Number one, Snowbike Mike. If you didn't watch the Iron Man VR stream yesterday, it was sponsored, obviously. But it was our friends Ryan, Peyton, and Camouflage coming to show their game and have this thing. You know, me and Mike both, I think, love talking to developers about their games. And, of course, we haven't really gotten the chance to do that. We've done it a couple times maybe with, like, a Rumbleverse stream or something like that. But, obviously, it's way different to be on stage with somebody, both Mike as a co-host and then the developers themselves, and have that energy and have that conversation. And Mike fucking crushed it yesterday. We had such a good back and forth. I saw the chat talking about our dynamic. And then, of course, just in general, like at one, you know, the second half of the stream, I put on the headset and Mike just ran it with, just ran the conversation with Ryan and Matt. And I was super proud of him in the same way yesterday. Super proud of Barrett, who helped set up that entire stream. Super proud of Kevin running it. Of course, you know, that was our first time streaming VR in the studio and to learn casting and to learn all these different things. Everybody killed it. Roger killed it with graphics. It was fantastic. But then a super shout out to Blessing Adeoye Jr., who saw me starting not to drown yesterday, but to sink right where it was. Like, it was God of War Ragnarok review, right into the Iron Man VR thing, right into that meeting, then right into PS I Love You. Blessing saw that everything was going wrong for my day. Not wrong, but I was just too strapped and I didn't budget my time correctly. So he built PS I Love You for me. I kept saying I could get the questions in there, and eventually he just did it on his own. He's like, I got you. And then actually he built Remember Blank, which we didn't end up doing yesterday. We're going to do today because I was just too wiped, but shout out to Blessing for reading that. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. A couple days ago, I was like, I wanted to compliment somebody. And obviously, I want to compliment people all the time. But have you seen Blessing? Holy fuck. Because you have to understand, like, we hired Blessing, right? Or even before we hired him, we brought him down for Up and Comers. Then we brought him down, and this is December 2019, when we were like, oh, we're going to hire you. So PlayStation's doing this mixer. You should come down and meet everybody. Brought him down and hung out with him then, and then obviously got to work with him in the office for, you know, 2.5 months, 3 months before COVID hit, and then we were long distance workers forever. To be in here, it's like night and day how much he's grown in his role. And what I mean, he was already a great host, obviously. I listen to OK Beast and all that stuff, but like to be next to him now and see the way he carries himself and the confidence he has and the way he hosts shows and the way he has his opinions and the way he knows to play off of everybody. Like, I'm so impressed with him. Like, obviously we were impressed with him when we hired him. That's why we did. But to watch his growth and see what he's doing daily now at the desk, you know, behind the scenes, the stuff you guys don't even know, that is, how do you talk about, you know, building a show, planning for things you want to do, et cetera, and so on. Like, kids just crushing it. Everybody's crushing it. Like, I still can't get over, you know, 3 weeks in how well this is going, the spare bedroom, and how many cool opportunities we are taking advantage of and how many more we're about to, and the emails I have to send today and the pitches I have to send today that are just amazing things that are happening. Like, it's incredible. You know what I mean? It's still best case scenario. I still can't believe that everything is going as well as it has after 3 years of everything going wrong. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to go back to work. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to serve you on this episode of Greg Wine.